Max Whitlock wins Britain's first men's all-round Olympic gymnastics medal since 1908. He wins bronze in Rio at the 2016 Olympics. I caught up with Max a couple of months back in training at the Sporting Village where he trains at Essex Gymnastics.
So, British gymnast Max Whitlock made history in Glasgow, becoming the first British man to win a world gymnastics title. He also won a gold medal on the pommel, also won a silver medal in the floor competition, and was part of the history-making team who became the first British men's team to win a world silver medal. He joins me at the Sporting Village where you train, don't you?
Yeah, this is where I train in South Essex, so it's brilliant to come back here after a successful competition.
Now tell me, you've been coming to this gym club for many years. How old was you when you first came here?
I was 12 years old, so I've been here for 10 years now.
Right, okay. And then you were living in, what, Hertfordshire way? So you were coming quite a bit, weren't you, really? So.
Yeah, I lived in Hemel Hempstead with my parents, and my mum used to drive me up every day, 6 days a week. And
wow.
It's an hour there, hour
so
back.
That's commitment in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
Good old mum.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it without the support from everyone behind me, yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, from there, you now live in locally as well in Basildon, mm-hmm. don't you? So you live local. So tell me... what's it like living in Basildon from where you were in Hemel Hempstead? Is it different?
Yeah, it's different.
If you're here, that is.
Yeah.
Busy man.
Yeah, it's been very busy, but it's brilliant because it's very convenient for me. You know, it's 10 minutes away from the gym that I train in, and it makes it a lot easier, and it's nice to have my own place with my girlfriend.
Excellent. Now tell me, all these medals that you're clocking up, I mean, it reads like a shopping list, really. five World Championship medalist, two times Olympic medalist, eight times Commonwealth Games medalist, six times European Championship medalist as well. Quite an achievement for someone your age. So if somebody wanted to take up what you're doing now, and what would you say to them? Youngster coming into it, who obviously you had a load of... what would you say to them?
I'd say take it up. You know, it's probably one of the best sports, I believe. And, I wouldn't change... what I'm doing for the world.
No, you love it, and the medals really just come along as secondary, aren't they, really?
Well, they're obviously a massive bonus. You know, it's been a lot of hard work that goes into that, and it's great to see those achievements on my list.
Yeah. Okay, so you're training, you're still coming here training quite a lot, and obviously for somebody like yourself to win these medals, you've got to be pretty fit and keep on top of your game all the time. Tell me, what's next then after doing this with a goal? What have you got planned for?
Yeah, I think it's good to take your rest in certain places. Yeah.
Got to ask you, because a lot of people will ask you, the Olympics,
What was that like? What experience was that?
It was crazy for us. Obviously, it's very rare to have your Olympic Games in... your first Olympic Games in the home country, so everything was unbelievable, and it was an experience that we'll never forget.
Because I met the Japanese swim team who were training here in Basildon, so it was interesting to see their perspective of coming over to Basildon, you know, and training using our pool. And just finally, in Glasgow, how did it feel in Glasgow to get that gold medal?
It was crazy, really. The whole week was pretty much, I think the word to use is historic, because we've done it, you know, over the boys and girls as a team to start with, and then my medal just completely topped it off for me, and it was...
And you have become the first British man to win to do that, so congratulations from all of us at Gateway 97.8. We will continue following your career, and once again, you know, I know you had a hero's welcome, of course, Basildon. You're a Basildon boy now, aren't you? So
yeah.
Thank you for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much.
The Gateway 97.8 interview with Max Whitlock earlier this year when I visited the Sporting Village where he trains at Essex Gymnastics Club.